Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I really apologize for the rant yesterday. I was really just trying to cover that in a, you know, an overview type of thing regarding the powers that the states really possess over establishments. There are constraints regarding the individual privileges and immunities of their citizens, but when it comes to organizations, they actually do have some power, as long as that power is not affecting. And so people, I'm only going to go down this tangent really quick. They can create, if they wanted to, they could create a state-sponsored church. And as I tried to allude to yesterday, that it would be better. Let's say you didn't live in a myopic state. A good example would be Utah, because Utah would probably be just the Mormon church. Now, so if you have a really good diverse group of religions within a given state, and let's just say Virginia. Virginia probably has a very diverse, you know, from the Protestant, Anglican, Baptist, Catholic, all the different Christian faiths. They would probably be able to set up, instead of having a church-sponsored a state-sponsored religion, they could create an open agreement for churches and communities, services, or organizations that provide compassionate service, so that any organization that could come forward and efficiently take care of education, efficiently take care of some of the compassionate services that the state needs to administer. Because you got to understand, these are supposed to be nonprofit organizations. And like I was mentioning yesterday, maybe I didn't mention it, but I was mentioning it to somebody yesterday, that let's just say the closest school to you, because you may, let's just say you're Baptist, and the closest school to you is a Catholic school, but across town is a Baptist school. If you wanted to, you could go to that school. But what would happen is the churches would try to create as competitive of an environment so that it doesn't have to, because if a church actually tries to create a theological academic environment, then a lot of people would probably spend less time, or less people would want to go there, so they would get less funding. So if you create a competitive environment, so that the churches, and I think the state would okay, you know, at the maximum, you can, you know, require one class for, you know, not necessarily a given year, but for a high school, one class for junior high, one class for high school for theological purposes. And the more you make it myopic towards a specific faith, probably the less like you would find people that would be willing to enroll in that. But what about the people that don't want to have any religious affiliation? They want to have their school. And I'm here to tell you that the schools today are steeped with religious affiliation, because they're completely wired around secularism and godlessness. You can't tell me that that is not a religion. It is the antithesis of Christianity and the antithesis of people of faith towards anything. And it boggles my mind how certain faiths are acceptable, but Christianity is not. And so I've gone out and I'm writing an article that proves that the school system today is an arm for the anti-Christian church, or I should call it the national secular church, who is out to put Christianity out of business, because they can't tolerate toleration. It makes them look bad. That's why I tell you that when you start seeing the true teeth and the bite coming out of these secular progressives, such as the homosexual agenda, and I'm going to be talking about this, they cannot stand you not wanting your kids to have the history of homosexuality. And so this has actually been bubbling up in the news, this type of stuff. And they have zero tolerance. See what happens, folks, when Christianity becomes just a little bit too tolerant and completely open and accepting, then the ideologies that are opposing it are working very hard to get rid of Christianity. They're moving fast and they're moving hard. Anyway, if you start really, looking at the big picture, states could really create great competitive environments and environments that are better for the particular customer. If it's education, then the customer would be the children. And actually, if you look at the bigger picture, the customer is not the child itself. It is society and the employer. Who has to inherit these kids coming from school? I mean, school's only, 10, 12, right? It's 12. Let me see. If you do a four-year school, that's 16. You do a doctorate on top of that, maybe 22, 26 years. There's 40, 50 years of a career behind that. That's a lot more that society has to put up with that person. And they don't care about, a business, a retail store does not care whether this person coming in to become an employee has been politically correctly wired and socially engineered the way government wants them. They want that person to be able to hit the ground running, knowing how to do math, knowing how to be able to do critical thinking, solving problems. Come on. That's why the social engineering has gone so far out of control that they are destroying us. And we're collapsing on this. But again, I didn't want to really bake on another rant today. This show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. If you cannot listen to this entire show, you got to break away from the streaming or the broadcasting if you happen to live in the few areas where we broadcast this show, then dial us up, 605-562-4209. And I will also tell you that, like always, most of my shows, very rarely am I able to do a live show anymore just because I've got so much on my plate regarding personal things and so forth. And so eventually things will probably, even out for me where I can get back to doing live. So just send me an email if you've got any feedback, any comments, or anything else. I pissed you off. info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. I will be speaking with Dr. Vile sometime today. And when we talk, we're going to hopefully dive into some really meaty topics. I'm looking forward to the conversation. I always enjoy my conversations with Dr. Vile. He's a true gentleman and a true scholar. Anyway, let me kind of jump forward to that part that I don't like to do, but we need your help, and I can't do this alone. Eventually, I'm either going to be, outside my full capacity and things are going to start falling on the floor, which we're almost at that point, being able to make travel, being able to engage in working with other people. I'm hoping that you can at least start supporting the show by, if you drink coffee, try Red State Coffee. Once you've had it and you think it's a great coffee, dial 425-270-5416. That's the Mobius Strip Press line. And you can actually just leave a voice message there and let us know what you think. Don't take too long. Just give me a good 30-second bite on, man, I did try this coffee. It's awesome. I get the whole beans. Love grinding it fresh. Whatever. That way we can start playing you as the sponsor or the one that's actually saying, hey, I appreciate the fact that you've got this product, and I'm really proud of the fact that I can help a good cause. Because right now, if you're buying coffee from other people, you're just helping them. And that doesn't mean a good thing. As we learn, 9 times out of 10, most of these corporations are selling us downriver, and they're trying to make it so that they have a monopoly on us And they don't care if we're being subjected to global governance slavery or what. I mean, we're already at a point of slavery. So we could use your support. That's one way to do it. We also have the crowdfunding on GoFundMe. It's Reclaiming the Republic. The link to that is on reclaimingtherepublic.org. And it's not about money. If you don't have money, but you have a little bit of time, you don't need to take a lot of time, but I can give you some work, or I can, you know, get you involved in doing something. It all depends on you. Whatever you're capable of doing, we want to make sure we're using your full capacity. So let us know, talk to us, tell us what you can do, what you can't do. Sometimes it's a phone call, sometimes it's just emails, but send us an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, and let's start the dialogue. Let's start building an army of constitutional crusaders today. And so I've actually got a few people in several states that are, you know, helping, and I could use more. And when I'm at a point where I, you know, can't keep people fully engaged and, you know, things are, like I said, are falling off the plate, then we'll be at critical mass, because that means things aren't getting done, and we'll need more help. So anyway, I will just say that. I will also say, please let us know if you're doing something for Constitution Day. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And more importantly, thank you for letting other people know that there is a different message. There is actually a show that is talking about the solution in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution, so we can save our Constitution and our Republic, because right now they're spending us into oblivion and they will destroy this Republic quite quickly. So with that, we're going to go into a break. We'll be back after these promos. Thank you so much. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. This show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model, on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. What are you doing tomorrow? You know it's tomorrow, right? I've been telling you this for probably 2 months now. Tomorrow is Red Pill Expo. Tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, June 7th, 8th, and 9th, in Hartford, Connecticut. Go online and get your streaming. I'm inviting you to feedback with me. Give me your feedback if you believe that all this information was great. But I'm also asking you to think critically And understanding Republic Review and how getting the states to stop all this unconstitutional government, because all these problems that they're going to be presenting, almost all of them have everything to do with unconstitutional federal government. And the solutions that they will be putting out on the table really will not, unless there's somebody, let me know if somebody's there is supporting Republic Review. I'd like to call them and thank them and make sure that they're not doing this to make money, because we're not doing it to make money. There's no money coming in. This is not something Madison nor any of the framers that were involved in standing up the Constitution and doing the work necessary on the side. I mean, when they were filling public service and so forth, when they were being sent as delegates, they were being compensated. But a lot of the work that Madison did in writing letters and getting people to come to the table, to the Constitutional Convention, he wasn't compensated. And he wasn't trying to get people to buy into a 501c3 to support him or anything like that. This is one of the reasons why we're not a 501c3. So one, the IRS won't come after us and shut us down. And two, because none of the profits will be going to anybody. It'll be going into the effort. And so as we become, you know, that well supported, then we will have a lot of, you know, we'll have money to throw out at campaigns and helping challenge rhinos and getting rhinos out of office and identifying people to replace them. That's what should be happening right now, by the way. If you are involved in the party, you should be helping people find a good person to challenge the rhino that's in your legislative district in your state and get them to run against them next year. Then, hopefully, if we're getting the support, we'll be able to have the listeners directly support these candidates, as well as having money coming in here so that we can help by working money or moving money into PACs in the different states and creating slate advertising so that we can educate everybody about what these people are going to do regarding Republic Review and how this solves their problem. If we don't solve the problem, then you have no more, because if you don't contribute to solving the problem, you don't have any leg to stand on in complaining anymore, right? If you're not putting up, then you got to shut up. So anyway, make sure you listen, make sure you stream and listen to these different ideas and so forth. And yeah, I mean, let me know if you think that they actually have a viable solution. Because bottom line, there's only one solution that kills all the birds. You know, the old adage, let's kill multiple birds with one stone, two birds with one stone, three, what have you. Well, we can kill them all with Republic Review. We can get rid of all the unconstitutional government with Republic Review. Now, I will say this. Let me start getting into some of the news, because there is a new progressive call to arms. The mainstream media is beginning, because it seems like race and, or I should say, the citizenship. Now, they're trying to play this as race, but the citizenship question is going to be on the U.S. Census coming out in 2020. So here's the thing. Mainstream media is out purporting and trying to get everybody to think that the blacks and Latinos are at risk of undercount in the 2020 census. Now, see, they've included the blacks in this. How many blacks are in America that are not U.S. citizens? There's your rub right there. So they're spreading misinformation, trying to get the, because they understand there are a lot of grassroots organizations in the black trying to maintain their voting rights and so forth. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the fact that the census is asking a question about citizenship, they're trying to create a hysteria. And what this means is they're playing the race card and being divisive once again. And this is the mainstream media that is starting to report this. So take it for what it's worth. I'm just telling you, here is a new call to arms by the mainstream media trying to get these people to say, Trump's racist because he's doing this. I'm telling you, if you are an African-American, whatever you want to identify as in the United States, don't let them continually take away you know, the suffrage that you've obtained and the suffering that you went through as a people here throughout the history of the United States. Don't let them marginalize that by clumping in illegal aliens, homosexuals, and all these other things to say they've got civil rights that, you know, should be equal to yours. Don't let them do that. And as a matter of fact, more importantly, keep in mind the, you know, what the sacrifice was in creating all men free in America because of the Civil War. We spent a lot of lives making sure that every life could be free. Unfortunately, they still were screwing up the politics in D.C. and so forth with the Native Americans, Indians, whatever. And the whole point is that they created this legislation called the 14th Amendment to ensure that the states could not take away your privileges and immunities. So don't let them convince you that you need to get rid of guns. The whole point in protecting you, and everybody completely understood this, was you needed to have the right to bear your arms, to be able to assemble for expression, speech, and all of these things that are basic, fundamental privileges and immunities that every citizen should have. So don't consider, you know, the progressive paradigm that is asking you to surrender your rights and your liberties and the things that help you defend them by thinking it's a good idea to, you know, disarm everybody. That is where you create a crowd of lemmings. That's where you create, that's how it becomes very easy to enslave people. So anyway, let me move on to this next topic. Apparently, there's been another mass shooting with 4 dead in Australia. And I would just ask you, because we've been told all this time, and I actually looked into it, we've been told all this time that, you know, Australia has, you know, not had mass murders. Well, that's not necessarily true. And this is the second one we've had in probably a year's time using a gun. However, the fact is that Australia has, you know, because they have these tight gun laws, one would think, and everybody should say, hey, they shouldn't have any. Go look at the facts. There have been people that have been shot, and the bar for a mass shooting, at least in the standards of reporting, is 4 people. So if a person gets a gun and kills somebody, then that doesn't count as a mass shooting. But if you start looking at the, you know, the deaths and the violent acts in Australia alone, it's not been a perfect record. I will say this, though. Australia did not go through nearly the same things that we did. They didn't have the social engineering that has been behind, you know, this whole communist movement, nor have they had liberty and the destructive social engineering behind that. So what I am saying is that they didn't go through a civil war because, you know, there was you got to remember that Australia was a penal colony and they didn't have, you know, an agricultural economy where there was slavery and that type of stuff. They were immune to that. And so bottom line, what we went through and the fact that what we ended up doing in freeing all people and saying, you know what, we've paid the ultimate price. Now let's move forward together. Let's start uniting. And what ended up happening is all of these progressives, all of these evil people, it's an evil person that tries to be divisive. And anybody that raises the race card, as far as I'm concerned, is an evil person. They're being divisive. They're not trying to unite. What they're saying is, we want you to subjugate yourself. You need to cower. You need to surrender. You need to constantly give, give, give. And that doesn't seem Christian, nor does it seem uniting. And like I said, it is maniacal and divisive. And we've got plenty in the gallery that have been divisive, especially, you know, in the progressive camp, because the progressive camp is filled and steeped with maniacal people. So, you know, as we go on, when is the next unfortunate event that's going to occur in Australia? Who knows? Unfortunately, that won't be the last one. Now, I will say this. in context to, I think it was a couple of days ago, we talked about inequality in our justice system. I know it was the day before yesterday. There was a gentleman, his name's Julio Urias, who's apparently breathing a sigh of relief. He's a 22-year-old Los Angeles Dodgers starter who will not face charges in a domestic battery case. He's not going to have to face charges because, you know, they don't want the Dodgers to have that blemish. This is an elitist ideology that is being purported upon the American society. If we believe justice is supposed to be equal for all, then everybody should feel the pinch. When we come back, I'm going to get into how, again, this is violating the Eighth Amendment and even more. So when we come back from these two promos, we'll dive into this and why we cannot allow these things to continue. We'll be right back. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. And again, as I read the other day, excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishment. The court system should not allow some agency like the Dodgers or even the city to step up and go, like with Ben Roethlisberger, and go down what it was in the Carolinas when he was a suspect for murder or rape of some gal or something, and they basically brushed it under the rug. That should not be happening. And as a matter of fact, it should not be happening with a lawyer. As a matter of fact, I believe the real solution is that, you know, If you're a bagger at a grocery and you're only making so much money, and society has to come up with, like, if it's a drunk driving case and you don't kill anybody, but you got caught drunk driving, then how stiff of a penalty should this be for somebody that's barely making a living wage? In other words, if they're living with their parents, then okay. Or if they are, a starting family and they have a family to feed. What do you believe, what percentage for the bad behavior and the consequences that they need to pay for, pay the appropriate bail and or the fines, Society needs to come up with whatever that is, because that way it is applied percentage-wise. If it's 50%, 25%, then in this case, Julio would be paying 25% of whatever his salary is with endorsements and everything else he's bringing in, and that's what his fine is. That way, there is equity, because he feels the magnitude, because instead it's not going to be $100,000, it may be a couple of $1 million, where $100,000 would decimate some kid. That's not fair. It's unequitable, and it is excessive for one and inexcessive for another. We need to have a system that makes everybody equally feel the pinch when you go out and get drunk and you get behind the wheel and you kill somebody. Then you should feel the pinch and the magnitude of that pinch just like it would be if you were, you know, barely making it, or you're a rock and roll star. I really don't care. We need to start living by those principles that the framers had. And I know back in those days, you know, everybody was agrarian. So, I mean, taking somebody out of work was quite a bit, and fines and so forth. They had a system, but the world is a lot different now. We have a very broad range of people all in our society, from very rich to very poor. And so having flat fees is inequitable. We have to adjust this, because when we see the elitists like this get over and have things literally brushed under the rug, no, that cannot be done anymore. As a matter of fact, just like an employer, if you're a manager and you have an employee that comes up and says, I was just sexually harassed by so-and-so, and you cannot not do something. You are legally bound to push forward and do a full investigation and ensure that that person is, one, protected, and that the, you know, if there has been a impropriety done or what have you, that the whole process is exercised. That should be the same process with the law. In other words, there's no more brushing under the rug. If somebody, you know, was called to a scene for domestic violence, then you go through the full process. It doesn't matter. Sorry. We don't have exceptions for superstars. And unfortunately, we do have this one thing in our society that puts some people above the law, except for treason. And that are our Congress people and or our state legislators, because they are above the law. Now, here's another thing. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is summoning lawmakers back to the state capitol to consider a package of gun control legislation, saying Friday's mass shooting in Virginia Beach calls for votes and laws, not thoughts and prayers. And I believe that what he is doing is an absolute violation of the 14th Amendment. And, it, you know, as I always do, let's just pull up that 14th Amendment restriction on the states. And it says right here, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of the citizens of the United States. And what he's asking is his state legislatures to violate the Constitution by creating a law which would abridge the privileges and immunities of these citizens in bearing their right to bear arms. He should be removed from office per Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, because anybody that violates their oath of office and does not support the Constitution and supports an agenda like this, disarming people and violating the Constitution, he should be removed from office and then banned for life from being able to ever serve as a public servant. That's how we need to start treating these people. We need to start having states actually apply the law of the land. And when we do, we'll find that politicians will behave better. They won't think that there are these god makers and these elitists that they believe they are. Another thing I wanted to get into, because Disney has really crossed the line, and Disney is getting too big for America's britches, I'm telling you. The Disney's chief executive, Bob Iger, warned that the Georgia abortion law would make it very difficult to film in the state. Now, I'm trying to understand how many people that Disney is employing that goes to Georgia for abortions? I mean, what is it, 1%? Or does how many people in the past 5, 10 years, or however long Disney has had a presence in employing people in Georgia, how many of their employees have required abortions? And I believe the Georgia lawmakers ought to go after these folks, because what this is bottom line extortion. You may not like the laws of the land, and you may not like the ebb and flow of things, but you know what? It's one thing to call for a boycott of a corporation, but it's another thing to try to extort lawmakers in trying to change their the laws and so forth. So we have a Republican form of government, a representative form of government. The representatives have overwhelmingly, and maybe not overwhelmingly, but by a majority, whatever that threshold is, and you may not like it. I probably don't like it either. Not that I don't like the fact that they have stringent laws on abortion, but I don't like basic majorities. That becomes mob rule, even in a Republican form of government, because it is mob rule. What should happen is states should make it so that by legislative district, you have to have a majority by the legislative districts, or more specifically by counties. The problem is legislative districts are no longer broken down by counties. What should happen is the state should divide the counties, and let's say the Atlanta, whatever counties Atlanta sits in, if there's one or two counties there, then those two counties would have a high number of representations. But those two counties should not be able to outweigh the other counties. Each county should have an equality. So when you want to amend the Constitution, you want to create a law, it should be by the majority of the counties, not by the majority of the representatives or the people, because that's a democracy. And by using the counties as a breakdown of representation, because counties are sovereign sub-entities of government. That's why they have their own seat of government. They have their own sheriff. Their voting system is managed by the county. The counties are the sub-elements. And so just like the United States has 50 states, it is broken down by states. States are broken down by counties. And so senators should only represent the county, and legislators should be representing the people. And I'm completely okay with the apportionment based on the population and divvying it up equally. And what I mean equally, fairly amongst the counties, so that every county has at least one minimum representative. You have counties in California where you've got 9 counties and they're sharing their same representative, and you have to travel hundreds of miles to meet with that person. That is an unfair representation. That's why we've completely turned everything from a true Republican form of government to a more democratic form of government. Anyway, getting back to this whole thing, what they're doing is they're basically asking for quid pro quo. If you go to your employer, or your employer, your boss comes to you and says, I will do this if you do that. Or if you don't do this, I'm going to do that. That's a threat. That is the same thing as whether that be sexual harassment or leveraging power. And so it's nice that businesses can leverage power. And it's one thing if Disney would just go away, but they didn't. What they did was they thought they could get away with extorting by expressing a form of threat. To me, folks, that's actually against the law. And so Disney and Iger ought to be charged. He ought to have his butt down in Georgia, and they ought to be arraigning him for trying to extort the sovereigns of Georgia and saying, you know, how dare you tell us that how we're supposed to legislate for our people? You may not like it, but this is how we do it. When we come back, I'm going to give you the bigger picture of the businesses that Disney employs and how big they are and how you may not want to be doing business with some of these companies. So we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. Okay, so if you do a search for every company Disney owns through the internet, whether that be DuckDuckGo or who you like, just look for that. You might actually find, it's what's called TitleMax. And if you go to TitleMax, they'll actually show you and lay it out via a map for you in the properties and or companies that Disney owns. I will tell you, here's kind of a high-level view of what and who they own. We already know they own Disney World, Disneyland, anything with the Disney name. Did you know that they also own ABC? ESPN, 80% stake in ESPN. Touchstone Pictures. Marvel, are you going to Endgame this year? Have you not gone? Maybe you want to put that off for a couple of years until Disney comes to their senses. Lucasfilms, or if you're waiting to get, you know, some Marvel DVDs, wait a little longer or don't get them at all. Start using the principles of where you put your money. We ask you to be very conscientious of how you're supporting your money. If you're, you might as well give the Chinese Communist Party your direct money instead of buying their cheap crap, because what they're doing with all the profits that they make from you buying their crap is building military equipment so they can threaten their neighbors and us. It's very clear they want to knock us off our pedestal. Them and Russia have been working ardently to get to that point. All the communist countries want to knock off America, even the UN. So again, like I said, Lucasfilm. A&E, they have 50% equity holding with the Hearst Corporation. And the History Channel as well, which again is a part of that 50% equity. Lifetime Channel, you watching Lifetime? You know, isn't that where that one gal that was involved in the college scam? Well, same thing. Pixar, Hollywood Records, Vice Media, they have 10%, and Core Publishing, and that's just the top leaders of that. But I'm telling you, with ABC, that's all the different ABC channels, ABC shows, ABC newses, and so forth. They, and oh, by the way, what just got added to this was Fox, because they just bought Fox. And so here's my concern. Is Disney now going to start telling Fox, you got to tone it down on your rhetoric regarding abortion? Really? That's what happens when you don't have standards for journalism, and why I ranted on the states having the leverage and the ability to control journalism so that you don't let megalomaniacs like Iger get away with dictating the propaganda that is going to be fed us. Anyway, but that's what's happening, and you know that. So, like I said, if you're going to buy Marvel or if you're going to buy any of these products, I would just say, hey, maybe wait. But I would actually just say, hey, the difference between a customer boycott for moral purposes, but a corporate to use ideological and immoral values to extort a constitutional Republican government is repulsive, and this needs to be stopped. It is one thing if Disney just left. But like I said, they didn't. They felt that they had used their muscle and threaten. And like I said, that is tantamount to sexual harassment or any type of hostile extortion. And they should be charged for extorting the government. I mentioned a while back, this was right after Memorial Day, so it wasn't that long ago, that the Fresno Grizzlies had a tribute for Memorial Day, and they showed a bad light on Oso the Communist. Now, Oso, for those of you that have not listened to the show long, because I don't talk about her all the time, but I think she goes by Ocio Cortez. I like to call her either Cortez the Second, the Murderer, because Cortez the Murderer did all sorts of decimated North America, I should say, actually the Central and Latin America, as they went through in their conquest, right? Cortez was a very bloody tyrant. Well, her ideology that she supports and her idol, which is Karl Marx, she has that big photo of him and she just goes goo goo over that. She believes in communism. It's a fact. And her new Green Deal is unconstitutional. Nobody wants to talk about that, how it is so far outside the bounds of the Constitution. It's not even funny. But more importantly, that the Grizzlies actually showed her in a light on Memorial Day and sandwiched in between, I believe it was Fidel Castro and Stalin or something like that, two hardcore communists. And so they put her in that light of identifying who these communist enemies of our Constitution are. Well, one of their sponsors didn't like it and they pulled their sponsorship. So, see, that's what you do, right? You pull your sponsorship, you don't threaten, you don't say, hey, you can't do that. And if you ever do that again, we'll do this. We'll pull our sponsorship or what have you. They just pulled their sponsorship. That's a smart thing to do. Because now you're not threatening anybody and or trying to apply leverage and forcing a particular behavior. That's wrong. So that sponsor was Sun Made Raisins. Now I'm not sure how well you like raisins, but I've been enjoying some Del Monte raisins lately. But the whole point is that Sun Made Raisins actually pulled their sponsorship for the team accurately depicting Oso the Communist as a communist, then that just goes to where their core beliefs or what they believe in suppressing and or supporting. So again, I don't know what you're going to do, but I will just tell you that I believe you can enjoy Del Monte raisins just as much as Sun Made. And look at it, whenever you pick up a Sun Made product, put it back and look for the competitive product and go, oh, well, I'll buy that. There you go. Now we're no longer supporting communism and the endorsements and protections of communism in America. This is an enemy within America, because sun-made raisins are, obviously, that it's grown right here in America, and it's an American company. And to me, they're far more sympathetic to communism. And I truly don't believe that they even care about what benefits them and their employees. They're just ideologues in doing what they've done. So fine, let them go. Just buy Del Monte and or whoever their competitor is. Something had popped up on the internet and on some news sites, and this came up in an article from Advocate. If you know who they are, this was actually on an internet news site that, you know, I pulled in, and it was about a whole bunch of parents getting really upset, pulling their kids out of the LGBT curriculum. And these people were just, I mean, the article was scathing towards these people that had a moral conscience. How dare they? How dare they exclude their kids from this? Who do they think they are? The intolerant tone from the author of this article was overwhelming. I'm telling you, if you want to start looking at examples, read these crap articles. You can see how intolerant these folks are. I'm telling you, as they gain that level of control, it's all over. You'll either bow to their God or you will die. Because that's the type of level of power and control that they want to obtain over everyone in the world. And so if you understand what the heck this whole agenda is, this whole agenda is trying to teach kids the plight and the history of the LGBT and what they had to suffer, the civil rights and, oh, the humanity. We're talking about what you do in the dark recesses of a house or in a building or in a room. You do it out in public, then that's indecent exposure. There are laws against that. And even there's still places that still have laws against sodomy. And that's okay. We'll punish it to the teeth of the law, but nobody wants to do that anymore. And that absolutely amazes me that we're at that point of, what do you want to say, letting these types of crimes go. It's unfortunate. But to understand this whole agenda, who is bringing this curriculum into the schools? Well, if you didn't know, it's Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is being paid by the government to pervert your children. They're not just aborting kids anymore. They've diversified because they saw the threat of going out of business in some places, and they mobilized themselves. They got themselves entrenched in Common Core, and go ahead and start looking up through your favorite DuckDuckGo or whatever you use to search the internet and look for Planned Parenthood sex education curriculum. And you'll start finding the real horror that is being taught to your children. I'm telling you, I've said this, I think, three weeks ago, that you need to make this summer taking your kids back, and you need to have those really difficult conversations so that your kids understand exactly who really loves them and who wants the best for them. These educators have no concern. It's all about getting these kids to swallow their blue pill. Now, I will tell you that Microsoft has got, and they've been in the news a bit about trying to force everybody off of the older Windows platforms. And so, unfortunately, nobody wants to go to the newer ones because they're being spied on. How about our liberty and privacy? Well, I don't have time to go through that. So we'll take off or pick this up tomorrow with Microsoft. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. We'll be back tomorrow. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org. www.takeaction.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.